house is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into Hump Day Wednesday, February 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us a day late, reporting in late for duty, is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Brother, I hope you're feeling better, man.
I am. Thank you. Thanks for doing this a day late. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. I did want to have you on, looking forward to yesterday, your normal Tuesday slot, to give us a field report, because I understand one of the U.S. Senate candidates, Glenn Wilson, stopped by the Iron Pig.
Yeah, he had a little town hall meet and greet about 7 o'clock Monday evening. Had a nice little turnout. Glenn's a very nice guy, and I think he's got a pretty good vision of where, you know, Michigan needs to go and where he can take Michigan as our U.S. Senate candidate.
Right, absolutely. I know the race is really coming down to signatures. Yes. To get on the ballot. And I know he got in late, and a lot of us have already gone ahead and endorsed and supported other candidates. But I met him down in Grand Rapids at the church function Stand Up Michigan Kent County held, and actually found out that night that he had gotten into the race. And it's like, dude, why'd you get in so late? And he's got Scott Hagerstrom, the former, I guess he was actually the state chair for Trump's presidential campaign in 2016, and also formerly with Americans for Prosperity. That really was his claim to fame, running his campaign for him. So I know he's trying to catch up, and signatures are going to be tough because a lot of people, Ian, have already signed for other candidates.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's already a crowded field. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I like Glenn. You know, he says a lot of the right things. But yeah, in my opinion, I think you're exactly correct that it's really going to come down to, what is it, 26,000 signatures?
15,000 valid. But yes, normally they shoot for 20 to 25, 26,000, because you have so many people who have already signed other candidates. You've had people, they signed the wrong counties. I mean, it's if you end up with 65 to 70% good on your nominating numbers, you're doing a really good job. So yeah, he's going to have to be close to 26,000. In my opinion, your number's absolutely dead right on.
Yeah, and like I said, really, the clearest messaging that's going to come through, because let's be honest, Alyssa Slotkin has got a lot of money behind her. And I think she maybe has one challenger on the Democratic side. But yeah, she's really well organized and a lot of money. So, I mean, that's going to be difficult to beat. So we need to get this candidate out there, out front, get the messaging out, and beat Alyssa Slotkin.
Amen to that. I heard, I actually read a report she had going into fundraising for January 1st of 24, the new year. She had raised $10 million and still had $6 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Hill Harper, the black Hollywood actor who just filed his signatures, he only filed $15,000. He said he's going to add more for a cushion. He had only raised $1 million. So they're going to have a real – I think I'm happy for the first time they're going to have a real primary election on the Democrat side. That will keep all the Democrats home. And the Republicans can have a real Republican primary August 6th.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, looking forward to it. I got some text messages coming in. People want to know about your upcoming court date. Also, you are going to host folks there at the Iron Pig. We're going to talk about that. And also, are we shifting into spring mode over at the Iron Pig and Gaylord because of no snow? We're going to talk to Ian about that as well. If you have any questions, text me at 231-360-5140. For Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, downtown Gaylord, we'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment of hour number two on this hump day Wednesday. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Ian, you have a court date coming up, and for those that didn't hear the announcement when you got the paperwork, can you explain to the people what's going on with these lawsuits and what's happening there in Otsego County?
Yeah, so last year we filed a local declaratory action against our local health department, the Health Department of Northwest Michigan, seeking to have five additional statutes ruled unconstitutional, mainly because of the ambiguous language that's contained in each one of them. Things like a health officer may detain, a health officer may force you to do certain things like get tested, be quarantined, silly things like receive counseling. So what we're doing is we're just taking these five statutes before Judge Hunter. He has given us an in-person court date of April 9th at, I believe, like 1:20 or 2 o'clock. So the plan is on that Tuesday, April 9th, we're going to have a luncheon here at the Iron Pig. I'm hoping that my attorney's schedule will allow him to come over. We'll have a brief discussion about what's going to happen or what we hope to have happen in court. And then we're going to walk right across the street, fill up the courtroom, and have, for the first time in 4 years since I've been embroiled in all this legal stuff, we actually get to sit in a courtroom in person. No more of this Zoom stuff.
Now, have you checked on the capacity for seating in the courtroom yet?
Yeah, so it looks like the seating capacity is around 75 people. I think it's 74 or some silly number like that.
So when I do my show from the Iron Pig that morning from 9 to noon, and I hang up this microphone, and we have lunch there at the Iron Pig, and we talk to your attorney, I believe David Delaney?
Yep.
Then we walk across the street. What happens if 200 of our fellow Patriot Radio family people show up and overcapacitate the courtroom?
Well, I will tell you this, that usually Judge Hunter, so he's got a YouTube channel that he rebroadcasts live on. So we will most likely have that on here in the restaurant as well. What I want to make sure is that we don't put that courtroom into overcapacity to cause them or somebody to say we're going to postpone these proceedings because of a safety hazard.
Call the fire marshal and shut the event down.
Right.
So, yes. Okay.
That's
so
what I want to. Yep.
We're going to have 75 people in the room, but others will be able to stay at the Iron Pig and watch it on YouTube there on your big screens.
Absolutely, 100%. And we will also have some other recording devices going in the courtroom as well. I do expect some of the news channels will probably be there briefly. The idea is to pack it out, but not pack it out to the point where somebody can say, you know, this is a safety concern.
Got it. Okay. Because I was ready to go Trucker Randy on them and have like 200, 300 of our Patriots take off for lunch that day and call in sick that afternoon and come join us there at the courthouse. So we don't want to do that. So
All right. I don't think they have an overflow capacity room like some of these larger courts.
Yeah, some of the Grand Traverse County does. Kevin Elsenheimer's courtroom does. So
ironically enough, it's amazing that you say that because my attorney, David Delaney, is in front of Elsenheimer today for the Studio 8 Hair Lab over in Traverse City.
With oh, really?
They
So Christine's case is going today?
And so they've been going back and forth with the Department of Civil Rights and these three complainants and throwing these waivers and stuff back and forth. Meanwhile, they circumvented the Department of Civil Rights and filed a lawsuit there in Grand Traverse County. Well, what's happening is Department of Civil Rights has basically not come to the table on any of these complaints. So they've delayed. Well, now what we actually wanted to have happen was for her to be able to go and insert her due process before having to be rung through these agencies like I was, the Liquor Commission and the Health Department.
Sure.
She gets to short circuit that, go to district court, and she's going to be in district court at 2 o'clock in Grand Traverse in front of Kevin Elsenheimer there today.
I will be watching his YouTube channel because Christine reached out to me and she wants to come on the show and give us an update. And I did not realize it was today because we were playing text message tag back and forth. And she reached out to me. I actually met her on Mackinac Island during the Republican Leadership Conference. Mm-hmm. And I will reach out to her then after this, and we'll have a field report this week and see how it goes. Now, this is basically what you wanted to have happen to go in front of, like, Judge Hunter, for example, there in Otsego, is what Christine is doing in front of Elsenheimer today so that you could get an actual court ruling before facing, you know, Michigan Civil Rights Commission or, like in your case, the health department.
Correct. So she's asserting a constitutional question is really what she's asking. And she's suing these three complainants for violating her free speech and her right to religion. In my case, with Department of Agriculture, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the Liquor Commission, I don't get to ask constitutional questions beforehand or in those hearings. I have to sit up. I have to sit down, shut up, and take it. And the Department of Civil Rights, they have in their administrative law procedures a avenue to go outside of the agency to ask constitutional questions. And that is what they are actually going to do today. And again, this is a Facebook post that a private business owner put out and is essentially now being sued by the Department of Civil Rights and these three people and want monetary damages for something they read and then became emotionally distressed on the internet. They never were denied services at her hair salon. None of these things. They simply read something on the internet, filed a complaint with the Department of Civil Rights, and are now wanting money damages, period.
Because it made them feel bad.
Yes, because she said, if you identify as anything other than a man or woman, you should seek hair grooming services at a pet groomer. A la what she was saying is, if you come in and identify as a dog or a cat, you're not going to get services there.
She's not trained or licensed to give dog haircuts to human beings.
It's also her right to religion, and it's also her right to free speech to say that on the internet.
Yes.
She could hang a sign in her door that says, I'm sorry, we will not. She could hang that exact phrase on her window, and it's still not a violation of civil rights.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, explain to me, if you know, why is it then that the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, which is a bureaucratic agency of our Lansing government,
yep,
why do they have that process for Christine to be able to take the three plaintiffs to court in front of Judge Elsenheimer today, but you don't have that same ability in dealing with the health department and the liquor control, all these folks like that, the licensing that you have to have and operate your Iron Pig Smokehouse with? Why do you not have that same ability in these other administrative departments?
Well, so it really comes down to the fact that, and people may disagree with me on this, but the Department of Civil Rights is a pretty important department, in my opinion. People
Sure.
shouldn't be discriminated on the basis of race, sex, marital status, all these protected classes that are involved in that. This is a case of abusing that. So when you have an agency as important as the Department of Civil Rights, they should have some avenues to allow you to get outside of the agency to ask certain questions. And that's exactly why they have these statutes in this version of the APA for MDCR.
Now, this process then, because you sued and you're having this hearing on April 9th, is this the first actual hearing of your case, or have you guys been through discovery? Have you been through depositions, or is this just being heard by Judge Hunter for the first time?
So this is oral argument based on I got to think of the timeline now. About 30 days ago, roughly, was the first briefing deadline. So we assert our opinions, and then we get to brief against each other's briefs. I believe February 21st was the deadline for our final briefs before we go to oral argument on April 9th. So the judge already knows. He already knows our arguments for, and he knows their arguments against our arguments, as he did before when he ruled in our favor back in January of 2022. In my opinion, I think he already had that ruling written up. But we may never know that, obviously.
Sure. And he very well, having read all of their responses to your complaint, he very, very well may have already perhaps come up with a decision and just going to wait and see if there's anything that is said on April 9th in the courtroom that would change that decision. Is that a possibility?
Yes. Yes, and so much so to the fact that the health department had actually at one time was seeking to request a different judge other than Judge Hunter because he had already ruled in favor. But the court rule actually states that it has to go back to Judge Hunter. So you can't judge shop, which is exactly what they wanted to do. Do you think they would ever let me judge shop? Oh, heck no.
No. But they could because you're dealing with what, the attorney general's office?
Well, so right now we're just dealing with an attorney that is hired by the health department of Northwest Michigan, and he's out of Traverse City, a young fella. And in my opinion, woefully out of his depth. One of the arguments they're attempting to make is that the, quote, separation of powers doesn't trickle down to local government.
What?
Exactly.
You got to be kidding. This is actually his response?
That is one of the arguments being put forth, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So in essence, what they are trying to assert is that a health director can do all of these things. Actually, it's a health officer. It's not even a health director. It would be one thing if it was the director, right? But it's a health officer. Can come into my home and have the police arrest me because they reasonably believe that I harbor an infectious disease. They can quarantine me. They can vaccine. They can test me. They can give me counseling. All this crazy stuff with zero due process whatsoever.
Wow. This is amazing. Well, if you can join us on April 9th, I'll be doing my show from the Iron Pig, and we'll have – actually, that's a Tuesday, so we'll have you on your machine and on my machine acting like we are right now where we're separated by 65 miles, but we're going to do it live at the Iron Pig on Tuesday, April 9th, and come join us after the show, noon. We'll have some lunch and get to talk to Dave Delaney, his attorney. One other thing, I got a text message – obviously, it takes money to continue the lawsuit. What's the best way for folks, if they want to support you, to be able to financially afford to pay David Delaney, is basically the text message.
You know, there are a lot of great ways to support us. The biggest one is to come in here into the restaurant. I know there are a lot of people that listen to your show that are out of the area and can't get to Gaylord. We have a lot of wonderful merchandise that we've created over the couple of years. IronPigMerch.com is where you can get any of that stuff. And we essentially have taken and sold merchandise for the last 4 years in order to fund our lawfare actions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we totally support the Iron Pig. We actually got our VIP membership with you, and always save money when we present our card. And one thing also, events that we're going to be talking about this year. Any idea? I got a text message wanting to know when you plan on doing your outdoor event this spring, summer.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. We're still hoping for the same weekend around 4th of July this year. I was supposed to have a meeting with my crew yesterday that I was unfortunately not able to make.
Sure.
So I should have some more information. I think we rescheduled that meeting for today. But we're going to shoot for that same weekend right around July 4th. We're going to hope for a Saturday this year if we can get in our request early enough.
Sure. Absolutely. Because I think with the Cherry Festival, 4th of July, all the things happening this year, presidential year, I know it's going to be a big Cherry Festival over in Traverse City. So hopefully we can get this done on a day where we can get a big turnout there and not be competing with, you know, all these other events that's happening.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anytime that we're able to do something, we love to do it in the best way possible. We've learned a couple of things over the last few years doing this, and we hope to just keep snowballing into a bigger event.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Well, again, folks, bottom line is go visit the Iron Pig right there in downtown Gaylord. What's the hours of operation now?
Oh, almost every day, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. On the weekends, we're open for breakfast, 9 a.m. to noon.
Very good. Breakfast till noon on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Well, we're glad you're feeling better today. We appreciate the field report. And again, just check them out, fuelcasttv.com. You got some new podcasts coming soon. I know you're busy. We'll let you go, brother.
Thanks, Trucker Randy. I appreciate it always, man.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.